Growing up, my mother was obsessed with not being my grandma, defining her as a bitter, angry woman that allowed everyone to walk all over her, but demanded from her. Little did my mother know, she was the exact same, but in a different font. For my mother, my grandmother's bitterness, but desperation to appear healed to the world, had reshaped into a real ugliness towards my mom that she mutually shared with me, except she took me to Disney. I always say my father hated me. My grandfather could have given two ishes about my mom. There was a difference in their comportment that made our healing shared but different. I had to swallow the jagged pill of being my father's punching bag and emotional scapegoat, while my mother had to accept she was her father's nothing. To her, that was worse, and like most trauma victims, including my dad, was obsessed with declaring themselves the owner of pain. It is what happens to most adults with childhood trauma or even oppressed communities that swear they cannot commit the very wrong committed against them. It's like a slave owning a slave. To them, abuse is not abusive via their hands because they will always measure it according to their pain given and not the pain they're giving. The result was my silence. My resentment towards my mother was how lighthearted she was with everyone except for me. Like her mom, she did not see she was angry, and if I showed her she was, I was her villain, and she had every right to be upset. I felt like we were a Twilight Zone version of Leave It to Beaver. No matter how much I complained something was off, my mother waved me away to school from her white picket fantasy. It felt overwhelming because I felt sacrificed by my parents. My father scapegoated me and turned me into a villain so he could still satisfy the darkness he felt at enjoying making people suffer. But because his other wife, so he claimed, always threatened him with jail, he could not be as vicious. As for my mom, her desperation to appear cooler about my father's messiness compared to my grandmother's reaction to her own dad's basically put me on mute. To speak on my unhappiness about my dad meant I was challenging her choice to keep him around. I'd rather be a story of resilience than a loser like my dad, who lived his life destroying people and talking them out of saying he did. I'd rather love me than play pretend or make moves that appear like I do, when in reality I'm upset, which I felt my mother did. Yet I do not judge her, even if I do not want to be like her. I have lived enough life to know that sometimes you do not even see the transformation and to do so can be so painful that you rescind to it anyway. Luckily, with my mother's big three being Aquarius, Capricorn, and Taurus, she will never even have the horoscopic awareness to see it. So that episode is titled, I'm Not You. And my relationship, I hated my dad and he hated me. But I hated him because I loved him. And I wanted him to love me. And I hated how much I sacrificed my boundaries, my self-respect, my self-esteem for someone that I knew was crushing it, enjoyed crushing it, and only focused on making sure I said nothing and that I never called abuse abuse. And it made me feel so small, and it made me feel like I was a part of my own murder, because I was convinced for so long, you know, my dad is my dad. That's not an easy thing to lose. And I was convinced for so long that I couldn't convince him to see that his behavior was bad, it was evil, and if I convinced him, he would stop. But the point is, he wanted to convince me, not otherwise. And my resentment towards my mother was, it just didn't matter. She asked me to react like an adult and not a child, and kind of learn, you know, monitor his emotions, learn his triggers, and understand that if it makes him feel bad, walk away. But I didn't have that same grace. I never had anybody in my life that I could feel bad with. And if you don't have somebody who you could feel bad with, do you have somebody that you can feel good with, really? Like, I had to be happy, and I had to be grateful, and I had to be loud and performative about it to make everybody comfortable and okay with me. But I couldn't get the same. I didn't grow up with hugs and kisses and compliments. I mean, as you see from Daddy Recovery, I grew up with abuse. And It made me sad and it made me feel cheap. And it's something that I think about in a lot of my relationships growing up. Well, now that I'm an adult, you know, I've found so many friends and lovers that treat me that way and I hate it. But then I respond with isolation, like, you know, instead of putting the big girl boots on and trying to choose better or work on myself, which I am. And I think now I'm at a place where I'm just trying to find the patience needed to get good people, you know, the time to get to know them, the patience that is needed to see your manifestations come to fruition. And as you see, I compared my relationship with my grandmother was a fantastic grandma, loving, sweet, but she was very harsh on my mom and my mom was very harsh on me. And I saw that our relationship mirrored because my mother was incredibly gracious, loving, wise, funny with everybody. But I get her darkness. I got it. And my grandmother did the same with my mom. And my mom was so audible, I'm never going to be like my mom. I'm not going to do that. And when I would tell her, well, actually, I was a bad person. And I was actually the one that was not being understanding. And that really bothered me because I think it taught me, both my parents, for different reasons and in different ways, I think both my parents taught me that when I have a boundary, when I say I'm uncomfortable or unhappy, that I shouldn't, you know, because the person that I love and is claiming to love me might walk away, or they might be angry, or it might ignite, like with my father, these like 3-hour TED Talks, where by the end of it, I was so exhausted with how he felt about how I felt that I just became silent. And it's really hard because you overthink everything. You overthink every feeling. You try to monitor every one of their emotions and everything they could possibly say. And you put yourself in a position where you don't mind consistently losing yourself just not to lose that person. And again, these were my parents, you know, and this was my dad. But I felt like my mother, I always would tell my mom, I felt like she was the version of me that never healed. And that made me hyper attentive to my own behaviors and not emulating her because she was so determined to not be as angry as my grandmother. Because my grandmother could hold a grudge. Ooh, Lord. Ooh. Ooh, holding grudges. Yes, 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 yes. Man. Cross her. And it's a funny attribute because on one hand, you know, like I said in the episode, my mom and my grandmother had been so screwed by people throughout all their life. They were never the number one choice. They were never the favorite. And in a way, my dad made my mom the number one choice. But the problem was he had wives. So she was the favorite wife, but nobody told her that this was a whole bigamous situation. And he really, you know, he loved her, but because she didn't behave, he punished her. And he punished her via me, especially. And I told her he was horrible, that he was taking me out to mistreat me. And she's just kind of taught me how to handle it. Cause I think in her head, you know, you just stay with family and you're loyal to family. And, you know, she put her own father as an example. Like, what can you do? You can't pick them. And I think that's such a core dynamic to abusive relationships. You can't pick them, but you can. And the day you realize that you can pick them, it's because you realize you picked yourself. My father, like her father, were horrible. They did nothing for us. Well, my dad abused me. You know, financially, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, he tortured me. But he, in his head, if it's not physical, then I never hit you. My grandfather was just super indifferent and just treated my mom as warmly as he would a stranger. Like, very charismatic, both very charming. I think what was sad about my grandfather was you don't want your father to treat you as warmly as he would a stranger, you know, like just a very friendly guy. Hey, you need anything? You need water? Hey, how are you? What bus are you taking? You know, that's not a father-daughter dynamic. And nor is calling your daughter fat and stupid and comparing her to your other kids. That's not a father-daughter dynamic either. And I know my mom, you know, she has so much pain and really wanted to be loved. But if you don't see your pain and how you, then you become it. And both my parents, my father could talk for hours about how horrible his life was, especially compared to mine. And little did he realize he ruined my life. He was my abuser. Did he have abusers? Yes, but he was mine. And, you know, what can we do, right? I sound like my mom. What can we do? But I want to heal. I want to be a better human being to myself. I can't continue to be unhappy. I can't continue scapegoating myself. And I've noticed that I treat me as badly as they must have treated themselves, to be so, you know, aloof to my pain, their pain. So here's to growing. Check out the rest on daddyrecovery.com.